This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Thursday, October 30th. God's word for you today is always more. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel chapter 2, verse 21 to 22. And it says, He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies hidden in darkness, though he is surrounded by light. Even as the year 2025 draws to a close, God's word to us is enlargement. There is always more in God. For those who think, what else can God do? God will do what will make your mouth open wide. You will experience an enlargement to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west in the name of Jesus. In the year 2020, God said to me, Femi, don't look at the year, look at the decade. This is the decade of destiny. I was like excited and I declared it. Then boom, destiny rearranging things began to happen and the pandemic hit. The pandemic attacked the health of nations. The COVID-19 virus is still around, you know. However, we have come to the realization that we have to live our lives in spite of this virus. The next blow is the recession. When the pandemic attacked the health of nations, the recession is attacking the wealth of nations. There are nations whose official inflation figures are 50%. The health of nations was attacked. The wealth of nations is being attacked, so obviously something is going on. So if you have any training in spiritual things, the first thing you should begin to ask yourself is, what is God saying? God is saying something. What is He saying? With a situation like a recession, for instance, we know that we get out of a recession in two ways. The first way is the economy bounces back. And the second way is that your purchasing power outpaces the economy. In other words, it does not matter what the inflation rate is. You will have abundance in the name of Jesus. That is where I want to be. That is the best place to be. The Bible says that Isaac planted in the year of famine. There was a recession, but Isaac had a hundredfold return. While everyone else was sweating, he had a hundredfold returns. How could he achieve that? Simply because he could answer the question, what is God saying? God is mostly countercultural. So what is God saying? As the sixth year of our decade of destiny wraps up, God is saying enlargement. That is the opposite of what is happening in the world. A recession is a cutting back, but God is saying you will experience enlargement. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2 to 3 says, Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes, for you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities. For you, it will be enlargement. Let us pray. Father, I receive your word with gladness. I ask for the wisdom and might required to trade with your word and receive a hundredfold harvest. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.